thank you for tuning in on our 7:30 p.m. prayer call. Great is the Lord, great is he to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same sun, our Lord and our God is worthy to be praised. I just want to say to each one of you, thank you for tuning in on our evening prayer call. We're believing that God's going to, has been, and is doing great things in every one of our lives. I want to say to you on this evening that we're definitely in the mindset to where we need God's direction. We need the prayers of the righteous. We want to believe that as we pray and we ask God for what we're going to ask him for tonight, he's going to hear us as we petition heaven, standing on the promises of God, believing that he's going to do exceeding, believing that he's going to do abundant above all we're able to ask or think. We know that the fabric, the temperature of our nation is at a heightened alert. People are frustrated. People are upset. People are hurting. Many are angry. Many of our youth and our children are bewildered. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to believe. And I believe that it's time for the church, the house of God, the people of God, to be able to stand up in the sound of prayer, to be able to let us know that the Bible says he'll keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on him. One of the things I want us to do is I want us to just trust him, believe him, and know that God is in total control over every situation that's in our lives. We had prayer on this morning. We have prayer again on this evening. And I want us to be able to know that we are standing on the promises of God. We're standing on his word. I was thinking unto God and saying unto God a few days ago about how we're fastly approaching. Can't hardly believe what know is true. Today already is June the 2nd. What happened to June the 1st? It went by. And the time and the seasons has us in the way now to where we got to stand on the promises of God. We got to stand by what we believe. We got to stand for what we know is right. What is right is in the word of God. We also want to tell you before we get further into this lesson tonight, we want those of you to be able to start reading with us every day. If you haven't started already, the Gospel of John. We want to read the book of John. And after we finish the book of John, we're going right over to the book of James. And I'm just believing that God is going to allow us to read in his word and study his word so our hearts and our minds might be in the place of what we need. Many people are trying to ask the question, why and how should we pray? What should we pray for? We know the Bible says in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, I think we're around verse 26. It said, likewise, the Spirit make it intercession for us. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. And we got to understand that we need God's Holy Spirit to be able to pray in the direction, in the areas, in the target areas by which Satan is trying to cause us.
As we go forth.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor McKnight. This is the day and the evening to look one way. But he's literally camouflaging himself to be able to try to cause havoc, to be able to try to cause an unrest into the hearts and the lives of the people of God. I was always concerned when I saw man trying to control the narrative, when I told that man has been trying to secretly open up something in the midst of their still danger. We have to be careful. We have to be aware. People are walking around now like because we're outside, because it's not talked about much, because we don't hear of it much. They're trying to show pictures now of people being outside. They're trying to show pictures of those sitting in restaurants and those that are on the beach and those that are having parties and all of these types of barbecues and not understanding and trying to get us to forget. One of the things for me that is very, to me, I'm just going to tell you, it's offensive to me, is when you try to get me how and teach me how to think when I know what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. That this world is trying to literally control our minds by the narrative of the media, by the narrative of the news. They're trying to get us to forget or even act like we don't remember that over just in America alone, and it's much more than 106 or 7,000. because I'm privy to information. I know they're trying to suppress the numbers, trying not to report the numbers, trying to delay the testing of this coronavirus and COVID-19. They're trying to make us feel like it's okay if we don't hear it. But we got to understand, we need the keenness in the realm of the spirit to be able to know that there is getting ready to be another whole wave, it appears. And what we need to understand is we all need to be able to pray that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We all need to pray that we cannot relax. We have to be marksmen in the spirit to understand that the word of God is true and the word of God is right and the word of God is awesome. I was saying to the Lord, with all of that was going on, and I'm just going to tell you the battle of what I went through. And when I say the battle is, because one of the things I try to be conscious and aware of is not ever seeing like there's hype, insensitivity to what is going on in the world. We want to be on a place to where we're not leading by spiritual hype. We're not leading by spiritual emotion. And I was praying to the Lord. I was meditating to the Lord the other day, and before we went into the month of June, what we were going to declare it. And the Lord said to me clearly, he said, I want you, which didn't even seem like it would be on time or sensitive to the times. He said, I want you to declare the month of June and declare the favor of God. The favor of God. And I begin to think, seems like, oh God, we got chaos, we got a pandemic, we got rioting, we got looting, we got people losing their lives, and you want me to declare? He said, yes, declare favor. And the more I begin to think about it, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of hard times, in the midst of when we don't even know what God is doing, we have to decree and we have to declare that the favor of God is going to come upon our lives. We understand that when we say favor, favor is not just the house, favor is not just the car. We got to understand that God will give us special treatment of approval in seasons of chaos, even in a famine. It's usually when God decides that he's going to give you gracious kindness and help, assistance. And that it appears as if though God is being partial to you because he's released special privileges, rights, and granted an advantage for success. And right now, like never before, we need the favor of God. We need the favor of God so we can be able to decree and declare that in the midst of this season, the God that we serve, he say, I'll reign on the just, I'll reign on the unjust, and fully understand that he is in control. I'm going to Psalm 35, 27, and 28. When cities are shutting down, when they told us a week and a half ago, go out and have a good time, when they told you, let's get America back to where it used to be, when they told us that, then all of a sudden, they start having to just have curfews all over again. Now, one of the things I want you to understand is this. We have to understand that our direction comes from God. While we try not to act like though we're just disobedient, we're rebels and we're radical, I'm not saying disobey the laws of the land by no stretch of the imagination. But what I am saying on tonight is that we need the favor of God. We need God's favor to direct us. We need God's favor to cover our lives. We need that divine supernatural momentum. I want God to be able to direct us in such a way, protect us in such a way to where even if we don't understand it, even if you don't know how God's going to do it, we need that special preferential treatment. We need that supernatural divine advantage to be able to make it in this season, to let others know that we're going to keep our mindset towards favor. There is so much negativity that we can discuss. There is so many negative things that we can say. You can find out the enemy wants you distraught. The enemy wants us depressed. The enemy wants us upset. The enemy wants us frustrated, worried, full of anxiety, full of stress. He wants us older and aging ourselves. He doesn't want you to laugh. He doesn't want you to smile. He wants you all locked down. He wants there to be causes of your stress level to go such a way to where people are losing their lives over stress. But I want you to understand on tonight which way we are directing our mindset. I want you to pull your mindset away from all the things that are worrying you, all the things that are stressing you, all the things that want you upset, that wants you frustrated, all the things just simply trying to frustrate you and get on your nerves. And understand this, when God's favor comes upon your life, when he picks you when others wouldn't have, when God wants you to be favored by him, you have to make sure that you keep your mind in the right mindset of favor. If there was nothing that was unique about you and me, then the enemy wouldn't be trying to break our spirit for favor. So I want to read something to you from Psalm 35, 27 and 28. Let them shout for joy and be glad. I'm going to stop there for a moment. Wait a minute, God, what is there to be happy for? What do I have to shout for? Job acting crazy, money has gotten funny, and people are people. Things are things. He said, but let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually. This is where I want to stop for a moment. God, you're telling us in this season, when military troops are on our streets, when our streets are being covered by police officers, when our streets have proven to us that a man could be murdered in front of our very eyes, in front of the world. He said, but let them shout for joy and be glad. And here's why. That favor my righteous cause. Those of us who are going to trust God, believe God, need to understand that I still am in control. This is why I can sit calmly on this phone tonight. This is why I can rebuke Satan for trying to pull us into things that come out of character. Because we're going to favor God's righteous cause. Let them say continually at all times. Let them say continually when the job is uncertain. Let them say continually when they don't know how to rent, the mortgage, the car note, when food is becoming a scarcity. Let them say continually. Yes, that happened, but I'm going to continue to say. This happened, but I'm going to continue to say. Tragedy. But I'm going to continue to say. Let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I truly believe with all my heart that those of us who serve God with a pure heart, with no wicked or evil thinking, with no motive, no plans, no plots, no schemes, and just continually say, the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. Let it be known that I said God is bigger than this. You know, when something is magnified, that means it's illuminated, which means it is larger than what it appears. Another time they've said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. But see, when the Lord becomes magnified, the more you look at God, the bigger in your eyes God becomes. Many times, some people, God has not become big enough for you because you never magnify him. Well, how do you magnify him? When you continually say, let the Lord become bigger, let the God become greater. As I look at him and I understand that the earth is his footstool, as I look at him, he can breathe. I was thinking the other day, you know, y'all can say what you want to say. God is such a God. And they were trying to get military troops, the police, and everybody else to stop the looters. We serve a God. Let me tell you something right now. If God wanted to, he could send everybody in the house. He could get the police off the street. He can get the military off the street. He can get the looters off the street. God can send a storm. God can send a wind. God can send a hurricane. Let me tell you something. God don't need man to clear his street. He can shake the world at one pat of his feet, and the ground will come apart. He can swipe his hands and breathe his breath and build buildings with tons of steel can come tumbling down. He's just that powerful. Heaven's not running around looking, saying, what we gonna do? Heaven is not going around saying, let's have a meeting to see what we gonna do to counter this. When the Lord be magnified, what he wants to happen is for you to confidently and for me to confidently serve him in this season so he can prosper us in the midst of chaos. And it says, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praises all the day long. Yes, there are things that we see on the news, and boy, it's hard to speak. And if we do speak, it's not words that give God the glory. He said, what I want you to do is not to turn your face away from the reality of the world, but when you speak of the righteousness and of thy praise, this is the time for the believer to begin to dispatch from our mouth and our spirit that the God we serve is still in control, that the God we serve still owns the universe. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord spoke the other night. Telling y'all something right now. I'm not backing up from it. I said in Sanctuary of Praise, before any of this hit, I start saying it in January. I start saying it in front of the congregation. I said, we're going to wake up one morning and the world will never be the same. I also said to the people of God in the sanctuary that what they're saying, they're trying to prevent, is already here, and it's been proven that this virus has been here long before they wanted to acknowledge it. The Lord just told me the other day, anytime man tries to control my narrative, it will be further chaos. And the very weekend, Memorial Day weekend, the very time when everybody supposed to be out having a good time, chaos, 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 because We got to accept what God will allow, but yet know that he is in control. So I want you, as I get ready to go into prayer tonight, I want you to be conscious of your language. I want you to separate yourself from negativity, complaining, and those that are walking around with ill feeling, wickedness, hatred, and not breathing and breathing out. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Yes, it is a travesty, and it's hurtful what we've seen happen with this family. A young man pleading for life and calling for his mother. But in the midst of it all, God is still in control. Lord, have mercy. In the midst of it all, this did not surprise heaven. He's all seeing, he's all knowing. And now God is looking at those that will favor his righteous cause. Because those that still serve him, those that still favor his cause, he's going to prosper you while you serve him. And we don't serve him to prosper. We serve him because he's God. Thank you, Jesus. Control your language. Put a lid on the negativity. Let's breathe out the righteousness, the peace, the power, the healing, and the victory of God. Not to ignite hate, not to strengthen somebody that got a bad spirit. No, we're going to breathe out. We're going to breathe out the righteousness of God, that our Father is still in control. How about he going to bless me right now in this season? How about I'm going to shout for joy and I'm going to let it ring out that, yes, I might be hurt. Yes, I might be disappointed. Yes, some things I see are just flat wrong and not right. But I'm going to continually say, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue, I don't know what your tongue going to say, but my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day. So favor, so victory, so power can remain in our life. So the supernatural will have an easy passageway to get to me and don't have to run into doubt and don't have to run into fear and don't have to run into belief. It should be so. It should be so that if the supernatural was coming your way and was taking too long, your faith will pull it quicker. It shouldn't have to go through the roadblocks of negativity, the roadblock of unforgiveness, the roadblock of anxiety and stress. But God's favor has a wide open pathway because of the sound that I'm speaking from my mouth. Because what I'm believing, what I'm decreeing, bragging on my amazing God. That's the God that we serve tonight. I hear the Lord say, some of you need to change your language. Get out of that little jacked up mood and let God favor your cause. Let God favor you to understand that he's going to favor us. I want you every day this month, I want you to decree and declare that I believe it. I'm decreeing and declaring. So you can even, you got to reprogram your spirit. Because right now the enemy wants all of us vexed. He wants all of us upset. He wants all of us just frustrated. He wants us angry. So we will not decree the favor of God. But right now, we ought to shout it. We ought to decree it and ought to declare it. that in the midst of this chaos this year, this month, right now, June 2nd, 2020, halfway through of the year 2020, Lord have mercy, I'm going to declare that favor is still mine. And guess what? It don't matter who doesn't believe it. Let them go ahead on and hate on your expected favor. But one thing I know about the God that we serve, if he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to make it good. And understand that God is in total control. I'm getting ready to pray with you now. Yes, we're going to pray for our nation. We're going to pray for our communities. We're going to pray for our cities and our families. But we need to pray for our mind. And in some cases, we got to pray for our mouth to control what it's saying. Sometimes forget our own life. Sometimes we speak damnation over ourselves and don't even realize that what we spoke was adversarial against what we should believe. So with that being said, Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness, for your mercy, for your kindness, and for your grace. You're God, and you're good, and you're worthy to be praised. You are an amazing God, and you do amazing things. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for giving us your son, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for shedding your innocent blood. And God, tonight, our world, our nation, and our country is torn, anger, frustrated, divided, hurt, and in bewilderment. And even there is still deception. Mm-hmm. Deception, 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 deception. The world is trying to navigate deceit behind the scenes. But I am clear of what you said. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place. And those people who are operating behind the scenes of evil and wickedness, sowing discord, trying to plant seeds in the minds of others because of their own contaminated hearts, I command that God shuts it down. God, you hear the conversation. You know the intent. You know what people say with their mouth, but yet you understand what is really in their heart. I'm asking you now, God, to shut down the camouflage evil. Men, women, I command that our children will not be confused, fearful, and broken. God, our young people don't know what to believe. They don't know who to trust. The world is in a state of panic, but we're in the position that we're going to stand on your word. God, this COVID-19 is still spreading, and people are dying every day. And now the government is not even reporting the loss of life, trying to compare and trying to control the narrative. God, oh my God, what you just showed me in this prayer, thank you, Jesus, it's trying. I pray that you give victory over what I just saw. God, put a shield around us. You just showed me, God, while I'm on this prayer, people just falling dead in the streets. I see it clearly. I'm not praying for it, but I am saying what you showed me right then. I'm asking you to cover us with the shield of your blood. Ooh, God, thank you, Jesus. Not by weapons, not by guns. God, I've asked you now to protect us and station angels around us. God, give us peace in the chaos. Give us protection in the chaos. Oh, God, we need you. Give our children and our families. Oh, God, give us protection. Oh, God, our spiritual leaders, our covering. I pray for my mother. I pray for my father. I pray for my child. I pray for our children. I pray for our families, God, that you protect us. Man is going too far trying to act like they are the authority. But I see you handling it the only way that God can. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord. Send revival. Send restoration. Send salvation. Release deliverance. Those who are sick, those who are burdened, those who are not healthy, those who are suffering from infirmity, sickness, and disease. I pray now by your spirit and by your power that you, God, you alone will bring healing and deliverance. I thank you right now that you have some soldiers in the spirit, not just soldiers on the street, but soldiers in the spirit. God, that's going to rebuke, that's going to become assassins in the Holy Ghost to come against every demonic and satanic plan, every generational curse. And God, we speak against all foolishness. We come against the drama and the hatred of this world. And I speak, God, peace. Shut down the igniters of hatred and division. Silence their mouths. Shut down the plots and the schemes of wickedness. And we speak the blood of Jesus covers. Release favor as we serve you. So men will become curious about how can the supernatural be released in a season of chaos. I pray now. I pray now that God, you open up victory, favor, increase, peace, healing, health, wealth, insight, revelation, wisdom, knowledge, strength, hope, and victory. Thank you, Jesus. And let God arise. And all our enemies be scattered, known and unknown. Clear the pathway. We decree that no weapon, according to Isaiah 54:17, that is formed against us will prosper, that we see. I thank you, God, for keeping us from unseen dangers. And we speak victory right now. Bless homes. Bless families. Bless children. Bless them. That the fathers that are in houses with their families lead prayer. Mothers lead prayer. Children worship. Children pray. That there'll be connections. Husband grabs wife hand, wife grabs husband hand, and let there be power of unity in prayer. I come against domestic violence and abuse, verbally, emotionally, physically, psychologically. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Bless those marriages that are in chaos and abuse. Somebody's living in fear. I see somebody's living in fear right now. Fear their life. I pray, God, you grant them a way of escape. I thank you for victory. That person that's living in lack, the one that's living in stress, the one that's crying while I'm praying, the one that's weeping while I'm talking to you, give them strength. Let them know that your eyes are on them and their situation. They've cried long enough. They lived in fear long enough. I speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you send an angelic rescue and give them victory. I speak to every mountain as I close this prayer, as they be thou removed. I pray for our nation against the chaos. Bring healing and move those who don't want healing. I thank you, God, that you'll begin to put people in positions, even in our politics, even in our judicial system, even in our educational system, our law enforcement system, that care about people more than they care about their own plan. Thank you, God. Even you deal with the news that try to distort our mind and report things just the brain rating. Let God arise. Mm-hmm. And God, we thank you for favor. I close this prayer tonight believing you for supernatural favor, that whatever our hands find to touch, how we continually to serve you, that we will have such a documented, monumental miracle in this season, that it'll make us believe for the rest of our lives. Thank you right now, God. And we bless your name, Jesus, that you are magnified God. You're big God. You're great God. And you're worthy to be praised. Thank you right now. We ask this prayer. We claim it done in the precious, matchless name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to decree it. I want you to declare it. I want you to believe it, and I surely want you to receive it, that God has given you favor in this season right now. My prayer for you is that you get the most out of God. God gets the most out of you. Again, join us tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. prayer call. Believe that God's going to do great things. God's going to do mighty and awesome things. Be wise. Please be wise. Please be wise. And trust God. God bless you, Pastor Jonathan McKnight. Be blessed.
my God!